A light rain began falling just as the first marchers arrived. The drizzle became a full-fledged spring downpour as a steady stream of people came to take their places, filling the street for several blocks. They held a mix of signs, banners, flags, and umbrellas. Dr. Raul Mendoza was among the crowd chanting an old slogan.
Si se puede. Si se puede. Yes, we can. And this is in memory of Cesar Chavez, who back in the 60s was one of the leaders in the Hispanic movement. So he created this Si Se Puede movement, and this is what we want, to remind people, everyone, that yes, we can. Together, we can. Si se puede.
Mendoza is a permanent legal resident, but like many in the crowd, said he was marching in solidarity with those who have come to this country illegally. They were protesting legislation that's passed the House of Representatives, which they see as overly punitive. The bill would make an illegal immigration status a felony. Other proposals in the U.S. Senate don't include the felony provision, but that still doesn't sit well with people like Nino Howergi of Sturgeon Bay. He came to this country illegally in 1989.
Yeah, I crossed the border just like everybody else, and now I'm an American citizen, but that doesn't mean I cannot be here, you know, because I still want to help all the Mexicans or Hispanics.
Howergi said all immigrants want is to be good citizens in their new country.
And we are humans just like everybody else. We're not criminals, and we just want to enjoy and prove it. We like to prove it.
There were no official estimates on how many people attended the march. Protesters walked a few blocks from their gathering point to the Brown County Courthouse for a rally. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.